You're listening to SBS News.
Most of Sydney's women and girls, more than 90%, feel unsafe in the city centre after dark. That's a key finding of the Unsafe in the City report, commissioned by humanitarian organisation Plan International. It looked at women's experiences in five of the world's major cities: Delhi, Kampala, Lima, Madrid and Sydney. Through an online program called Free to Be, women aged under 30 from those cities were able to mark places they judged as good or bad on a digital map. From people marking undesirable places and explaining their reasons for their decisions, the report found across all cities, women were 10 times more likely than men to feel unsafe in a public place. In Madrid and Lima, around 85% of participants also reported experiencing sexual harassment in public places. In Sydney, the report found 75% of the places marked were considered bad, with 71% of respondents saying it was because they were sexually harassed in those places. Plan International Australia Chief Executive Susan Legina says the report shows 60% of these incidents happened on the street.
What this shows me is that this stuff on the street is serious and it hasn't been well documented or understood, but it is happening at very high rates. It starts early, so the most common age that people reported their first experience was between the ages of 11 and 15. So you've got really young girls who, you know, some of their first experiences as they move into womanhood are of being harassed on the street, sexually harassed on the street in 2018.
This young woman was one of many in Sydney who told SBS they have experienced sexual harassment in the city. She says she was 13 years old when this incident took place.
Yeah, so I've been catcalled from the car and they've actually approached me, like they've gotten out of the car before, which was obviously really alarming and like scary, I guess. So yeah, I felt really disrespected and like scared, I guess, like vulnerable. Actually with a friend before and we just like ran away, but like the fact that he got out of the vehicle just made it like more scary, I guess.
She says she changed her behaviour as a result of the incident.
Personally, like I wouldn't walk on the street anymore by myself. I would always be with a friend, especially at night. I feel like just being around people would just make you feel more comfortable and just safer. Like, I just wouldn't go alone. Like, I know that's not good, but, like, that's just how it is now, sort of thing.
Many women reported they feel safer in places that are busy or where many people are present. But Dr. Nicole Calms, director of the XYX Lab at Monash University, which analysed data for the report, says public places also carry risk.
You kind of assume that if a place is busy, then it's safe, and that's actually not what this research tells us at all. Busyness can, if it's too busy, turn into a real place where sexual harassment and perpetrators are very active because there's a lot of anonymity. And so those similarities remain the same. And as I say, public transport is a place where we're really kind of concerned about women and girls' experiences.
The report revealed 20% of the places deemed to be bad were public transport or public transport hubs. Many participants said sexual harassment was the reason for that judgment. This young Sydney woman told SBS she was groped while sitting alone on a bus.
One time, a man and his friend, like, quite, like, overly friendly and kind of, like, just, like, very touchy and handsy. And I feel like you kind of have to go along with it almost. And then, like, but there's always that fear that they might, like, follow you or like keep going, and that's happened before when I was like in a train station and you're trying to get rid of someone and they've like followed you onto the platform.
Dr. Calm says many women don't report these sorts of incidents because it happens so frequently and previous attempts to report have led to little action.
So in Sydney, in a third of the cases, the incidences were reported to authorities who did nothing. So in only one of these 20 cases was something actually done. So what we see across all the cities is around 35 to 50% of participants were saying that it's so frequent that they actually don't do anything about it. Because if they did, they'd just be at the police station or, you know, talking to the public transport police on a daily basis. So there was really strong resignation around this idea of reporting because it's so normalised.
Susan Legina from Plan International Australia says the organisation shared the results with young women to develop a series of recommendations. They say there needs to be a change in the way men and boys perceive women, so that any sort of disrespect or harassment is understood to be completely unacceptable. Ms. Legina says the group also wants more women to be involved in urban planning, so cities are designed to be safer and more welcoming places.
If you are able to make them safer for young women, you make them safer for everybody. So that's not just the infrastructure, but like the lighting, but it's the streetscape, it's the activity on the street, it's how the city's put together, it's whether there are buskers, it's whether there's kind of street lighting and graffiti, whether there's activity. All these things can contribute to people feeling like they've got people around they can call on if things go wrong, and just create a more welcoming and inclusive city.
Ms. Legina says change can and will happen quickly if people work together.
The call now is on decision makers, city planners, police, transit authorities, and anyone with an interest in, you know, young women and girls in their lives, to actually take seriously what we're finding and to do something about it.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.